It sounds obvious, but without it, your land trust is going nowhere.
You need land. And in order to get land, you can get land either that is donated to the land trust because maybe someone believes in it and donates the land. A community, a municipality, can put land in a land trust.
Brylinski says there are other mechanisms as well. In Juneau, where a CLT owns a dozen properties, several were purchased through a federal program that buys up repossessed homes for conversion to a CLT or other affordability program. As important as the land is a dedicated board. Brylinski is not on the board of the SCDC, but she attends many of their meetings. She feels the commitment is there. The challenge is to create an organization that can endure.
You know, you're talking about developing a place for people to live, and you're going to be part of the land trust involves having a lease with the homeowner. And the lease is a 99-year lease. So you want to set up a framework that supports something that's going to last a long time.
The basic idea in a community land trust is that buyers purchase only their homes. The land under the buildings is held in perpetuity by the trust. In Juneau, those dozen properties in the CLT are sprinkled around town. That's what Brylinski envisions for Sitka.
In my mind, this isn't about creating a low-income housing tract. It's about providing affordable housing to not just low-income people, but even median income. You know, there's a need in this town for median income folks to be able to find affordable housing.
Although Sitkins probably agree on the need, there's been a difference of opinion on the method. There's been some resistance to attempts to control the market. Other people have concerns over creating a costly management organization. Again, this is not what Brylinski anticipates in Sitka.
I don't picture this as being a really big thing, and it certainly would be a slowly developing thing. The only income stream that I hear about that a CLT would have is the small monthly lease fee that is coming in from the properties.
And she says CLTs don't necessarily depress the market values of the neighborhoods where they're located. Value and affordability are treated separately in a community land trust.
The house is still valuable, but you're putting a limit on the amount of appreciation that the homeowner can realize at the time of sale so that the new buyer comes in at a lower price.
But if, over time, a CLT creates a certain number of homes available at below market rates, wouldn't that have an effect on the overall market in Sitka?
I don't think there'd be enough CLT homes to do that. And I don't think they're going to turn over like popcorn. It'll be invisible, is what I think. There'll be a certain amount of CLT homes that it has the potential to create homeowners that are prepared to buy those market rate homes because they have something, you know, more to spend.
Brylinski says that a community land trust can't be put together overnight. Acquiring the land and creating a management structure could take 1 or 2 years. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.